Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a professor of leadership and business at and has done this at a number of schools, including currently the Daniel Webster College, and he's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He is he consults and counsels small business owners just like you and me, and he's also an entrepreneur himself. But today, instead of just talking to us about his wisdom, which he often does, and for which we all always have a high value, place a high value, he's going to talk to us about a project he's been working on that he's been telling me about now for a long time. And I said, please come on the show and tell us about it. This is really interesting to me. Tom, welcome back. You're doing a movie.
Yes, yes. And we've been in production for a while, well, pre-production for a while, and it's very exciting. And so I decided to take all the everything I learned about running businesses, helping other people write businesses, and I've also written several plays, and I've been on the board of directors.
So you're kind of an artsy fartsy entrepreneur, aren't you?
I am, and I get to kind of combine the best of both.
and that's what we love about you, Tom.
And you can see most people who do produce movies are either very business oriented and don't really understand the film business.
They're called the suits.
Or they're very artistic and don't really understand the business aspect.
Right.
So I think that I have a little bit of a home court advantage that
so you
I can
wear a
bring
suit,
home.
But you also have an ascot instead of a tie with your suit.
Exactly.
Right? Is that right? So tell the audience about give us the title of the movie.
It's called Spin the Plate, and it's based on a novel that my wife wrote that had
so it's a family affair.
Yes. Yeah, so this novel won several awards, and it sold thousands and thousands of copies. And so we were talking last summer, and so we decided to make the book into a movie. And so there's a lot of things you've got to do to get a movie together.
This is really something. I want you to tell us about that, because I want to hear about the movie too, but we'll do that in a little bit. If somebody was thinking about making a movie, I mean, you and I would probably, if you and I were sitting at an SBDC office helping an entrepreneur, and they came to you and said, I want to make a movie, 10 years ago, you and I would probably try to talk them out of it.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So, I know what you were feeling, Tom, but what were you thinking?
Hey, that's a country song, one of my faves.
Exactly.
And
Dirk's Bentley.
So anyway, what one of the things is that people are used to, when they watch TV or movies, they're used to looking at very good quality. So the sound and the picture quality,
they expect
we have no patience for bad sound or picture quality. And so one of the things is that 10 years ago, it would have cost, $40,000-$50,000 to make this movie because for instance, the equipment would have been...
You would have had to rent $25,000 cameras.
Yeah, and now those cameras, same cameras, are $3,000.
Well, and I've friends who've done movies, and they've shot the entire movie through the lens of a 35mm digital SLR.
Yeah, and people are doing it. That's kind of the wave of the future.
Yeah.
Because right now, with memory being so cheap and editing software you can do on your computer, everything has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
So just like almost anybody can be a publisher today, almost anybody can be a movie creator today.
Right. Our budget is about $10,000 to $15,000.
Wow.
And 10 years ago, that
and half of that's for the Starbucks, right?
Actually, believe it or not, it is. Believe it or not, one of the things is that all of our cast are doing it volunteers, so they get screen credit.
Right.
But one of the things is that you've got to feed people, because if you're going to have people on set from 5 in the morning until 10 at night, they're going to get hungry. And
so
what
kind of a set did you have to find?
You know, that's the thing about doing an independent movie. There's no set. Every single thing is on location. And so one of the things we did is that we went location scouting all over New Hampshire and Boston, because a lot of it takes place in Boston. And then we had to get insurance, we had to get bonds, we formed an LLC, all the things you did. Then, one of the things
Why did you have to get bonds?
For the city of Boston, you need to have a bond in case city of Boston property is destroyed.
Ah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, one of the things is
Which means that you can't get a bond unless you have the financial wherewithal to back up the bond.
Correct.
So you can't just walk in off the street and get a bond, folks. You have to demonstrate you have some financial heft. So go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, and it's a process, but you go through it, and you know the people who do this every day.
Right.
But you know, one of the things is, so we had our A list, our B list, and our C list locations, and so far A list locations, everyone has said yes. They've been just gracious. We said, well, you know, we're going to get there at 5 in the morning, and we're going to be there until about 10 at night, and they're saying, no problem. And so that has been wonderful that we have visually just unbelievable locations, and we love our people that have let them.
So it's all being done outside, or is it some of it inside, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, that little movie magic secret is much easier to film inside than outside, because you have much more control of your environment.
Over the sound, especially, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
And the lighting,
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, but then it would get boring, so we do have a lot of outdoor locations.
So are you in, like, some businesses, or?
Yeah. Yep.
So you went to a restaurant and said, hey, we'd like to shoot a movie in your restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, so, for instance, we have this unbelievable 50s diner that's in Amherst, New Hampshire. That is just visually is called.
And so are you having to buy the business for that day?
No. We'll just work around. You know, movie magic.
Customers will come and go, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're not going to film between, let's say, 7 and 10, which is their real busy time.
Right.
But yeah, customers will come and go, and they'll be in the movie. It's on a release. Next thing you know, hi mom, I'm in a movie.
How long is this movie going to be?
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow, this is a full movie, folks.
Absolutely.
Tom doesn't have to do anything, man, folks. He's the real deal. The movie's called Spin the Plate. We're going to talk more about it and the topic of the movie, the content, and the release date. After these messages, Tom Anastasi and I will be right back. Stay with me. That's all I've ever promised,
if you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.